I know people that say they own 2,000 doors, but they really own 2% of the whole portfolio. So they only own 40 doors. Which is better? Which is worse? It doesn't really matter. If you want to own doors 100% by yourself, then do it by yourself. If you want to go with partners, you can do it by your partners.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
I own 2,000 units. That's a bunch of bullshit, right? So let me tell you why. For you guys out there in the commercial real estate investing, in the multifamily especially, let me tell you why it's bullshit when people say I own 2,000 units, right? Right now, recording this, I have 827 doors. And yeah, I'll call bullshit on myself as well because I don't own all 827 by myself, right? I got partners, right? So there's people out there that they put $50,000 in a 1,000-door portfolio and then they say, hey, I own 1,000 doors. Yeah, you own 0.000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 you do own $1,000, right? You might cash flow like 25 cents a month, but you own $1,000. So you got to be careful out there, right? Especially if you see all these big numbers, I own $10,000, $20,000, these huge numbers people throw out there. Well, it's really about how much do you own? Like what percentage, right? Do you own what, 5%? Do you own 2%? Do you own 30%? Do you own 100%? I know people who own 120 doors with no partners and they do very, very well. They cash flow $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month, okay? And they do well, right? And they're in really nice locations, right? I know people that say they own, you know, 2,000 doors, but they really only own like 2% of the whole portfolio. So they really only own 40 doors, right? Now, is that which is better, which is worse? It doesn't really matter, right? If you want to own doors 100% by yourself, then do it by yourself. If you want to go with partners, you can do it by your partners. You can scale a lot quicker, right? If you own 2% of 10,000 units, that's 200 units. You're going to do pretty good for yourself, right? But you got to get to those 10,000 units and only own 2%. Ideally, if you want to get 10,000 units, you want to own half of that, right? 30%, 75%. So on all my properties, about half of those properties, you know, I own 30% plus, 30, 36, 38, maybe 60% or 100%, okay, of the whole project. And then the other ones, I do the traditional syndication where I might own 5%, 2%, 12%, 18%, something like that. You know, and it averages out to about 30% of the whole portfolio, right? So if I say I own 847 doors, I own roughly maybe a little bit more than 30% of all those doors if I was to calculate it that way, right? So I get 30% of an average of all the cash flow, an average of all the net worth and things like that. So I don't really own 827 doors, whatever the hell it is now. You know, I really don't, right? I own a big chunk of it or a small chunk of it, but it averages out pretty good. So just watch out for people who say I own 2,000 units. Ask them next time, what percentage do you own? And they're going to look at you like, I don't know. That's what you're going to get. Or ask them, how much money are you cash flowing? Let me check, right? If you ask me, I'm not going to know because I don't really know. I got to check with my accountant. That's the detail for me, but I should know that number. Or I'll tell you to call my COO and he'll tell you that number. I don't really know that number. But ask the question, what percentage do you actually own of those 2,000 units? Somebody says 10%. Damn, that's pretty good. They say 20, 30, even better. They say 1%. I mean, at least they own 1% of 2,000 units. It's not bad. But what happens is you go to these events and people start pounding their chest, right? They get, you know, everybody likes to feel good and talk about themselves. That's why you have a YouTube channel. And, you know, you own $2,000 and you tell that. You don't tell everybody, I own 1%. I only own $20, right? It's like walking around saying, I own $20. Owning $20 is not bad. That's more than most people have. So, all right. But $2,000, it's all bullshit. Trust me.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.